Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, kind of a mixed bag in the grain trade. Beans, soy complex trading a little bit higher here, but quarter wheat look to be under some pressure. What do you make of what you're seeing in Tuesday's action so far?
Well, on Monday, it was kind of sell everything in light of the worries about the Evergrande Group in China and whether they would default on some debt payments and what the contagion from that might be. Today, it's a little bit more selective. We see some of that overall concern, particularly with the Fed meeting today and tomorrow as well. And Chinese markets have been closed for holiday, so they still have not yet responded to the Evergrande news. So we'll have to see how they respond tonight. So a little bit about nervousness about tomorrow. So we're seeing some follow-through weakness in the wheat markets. That's also carrying over into follow-through weakness in corn. Not a lot to support going against that wave, with corn ratings going up a point and a good to excellent rating. A big 12-point gain in Illinois, really responsible for that national increase. Soybeans had a 14-point gain in good to excellent in Illinois, but yet soybean prices are pushing higher today. That's really where the demand is focused right now, trying to pull soybeans through whatever facilities are still open or have been able to reopen, try to ship into China, and that's where the least margin for error is on yields. So we are seeing some buying on soybeans, pulling those prices back up above the 200-day moving average where they had fallen yesterday. That's a significant factor if we can hold back above 200-day moving average.
On the livestock side, Arlen, kind of quiet trade there. Cattle are mixed. Hogs looking like they've come off the lows a little bit here, but still kind of almost a repeat of yesterday, it appears. Is cattle market trying to hang in while hogs are under a little bit of pressure? Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, in the hog market, we've got a seasonal decline in demand and a seasonal increase in supply, and the cash market trading some $10 above the October contract and $21 above the December contract. So basically, the board has been periodically seeing some rallies, but overall, the cash market working down toward the board. The board reflects the bearishness of the pork fundamentals. Cattle, though, we have red hot demand as we continue to see product flow out on the market. The problem is the inability to move enough cattle through the packing plants, and that's been putting a lid on the cash market, and the cash market is what the board feeds off of. As we look at the board today, we're seeing some green there, as you mentioned. General expectations is this week's cash trade is going to be steady once again, as it has been virtually all summer. All the way back to last spring, but we are getting that general support by the cash market not going lower because the product demand is so strong.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX coming up this afternoon. We'll recap Tuesday's market action with the agmarket.net folks. We will get their take on what is going on in the market trade. That's coming up this afternoon on the full episode of Market Talk. This has been our midday commentary for Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.